How are you?
Amen.
First, I'd like us to appreciate Pastor Dilley for that and I want to suggest that we take the message and sit with it in prayer. Let us pray. Father, this morning, thank you for what you have begun to do. And we ask that you plant viable seeds in the hearts of the people, such seeds that cannot die. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. You may be seated. Considering the efficiency of the man with the Bible, I think I'll walk with you this morning. It will save time. So let's begin from Luke chapter 18, from verse 35 to 42. Luke 18, 35. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing the multitudes pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Hallelujah. Now, I think you know the story, so I will not continue the reading. So Jesus was coming into Jericho, and the meaning of Jericho is the place of fragrance. So he is approaching the place of fragrance, and then this man begins to cry out. And I would like us to investigate his cry, because his cry is loaded. There was something in his cry that struck a chord with Jesus that made Jesus to stand still. Hallelujah. All right, let's begin our investigation. The brother on the keyboard, 20 minutes into my presentation, joined me with strings, just soft strings. Can we do Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 29 to 33? Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, from verse 29. Trying to investigate the content of the cry of Bartimaeus. Because he said, Jesus, Savior, thou son of David, have mercy on me. This is Apostle Peter trying to function as an interpreter. An event of spiritual significance had taken place, and there was a risk of that event being misunderstood and discredited. And so there was a need for an interpreter to step up on the stage and bring perspective as to what was happening on the day of Pentecost. This was his presentation. He said, men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. Now, listen. Can you go back to that last verse? Being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath unto him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise Christ to sit on his throne. Two things here. The first thing is, God had a covenant with David. We are going to look at the content of the covenant of David. And it is on the strength of that covenant that Jesus is addressed as a son of David. So we need to know what the covenant is about. And what Bartimaeus knew that attracted Jesus and compelled him to stand still as he made his request for mercy. So there was an oath there, and the oath that God swore to David was concerning a throne. Very important. So let's continue. Therefore, 31. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus had God raised up, wherefore we are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Spirit, he had set forth what ye now see and hear. Peter's explanation for the day of Pentecost and the outpouring of the Spirit is that the Jesus that you crucified, right now in heaven, he has been exalted and assigned a heavenly ministry. That heavenly ministry had given him access to a certain portfolio that is administered from a throne. And the proof that he has ascended that throne in the heavens, because the right hand of God doesn't mean geography. It means administration. So there is a duty of administration that he's performing in the heavens. And the evidence to prove that he has been exalted and ushered into that office is the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And just in case you want to investigate the back end of that statement, you can go to the book of Psalms 110 from verse number 1 to 3. Hallelujah. I think we may need to do that because... Okay. He said, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Sit thou at my right hand. Sit in the place of administration. It will now be my responsibility to ensure that your enemies bow at your feet. So this was the Father making a promise to the Son. I'm going to be responsible for bringing your enemies to your feet, but your place is to be in the capacity of administration. Now, how does the Father intend to fulfill the promise he was making to the Son? The next verse says, and the Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. The Holy Ghost will have to leave Zion and go into the earth. And he will be leaving Zion and going into the earth with a mandate. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Holy Spirit is coming into the earth with a mandate of dominion, a mandate of rulership. That is the second level of dominion. There is a dominion that is Adamic. Before Adam had not yet eaten either of the tree of the knowledge of good and of the knowledge of good and evil, or the tree of life. But God had spoken to Adam and given him a charge for dominion. So that dominion is operating at the Adamic level. That's why an unbeliever can run a business that is massive and be the richest man in Nigeria. He is administering the Adamic level of dominion. But there is another dominion that is captured in the activity of the Holy Spirit as he seeks to partner with men, that people shall be willing. Holy Spirit is coming down from heaven with a dominion mandate. Rule! And then the next verse says, that rulership will not be effective until he has partnership with men. So the Bible now says, thy people shall be willing. The Holy Spirit will need to liaise with willing men in order for him to implement the reality of the government of the Christ, whose throne has been inaugurated in the heavens. So that was Peter's explanation for the day of Pentecost. Are you still with me? Oh, you are not here. Hallelujah. Alright, so that was his explanation for the day of Pentecost. You will notice that in this presentation that David, through revelation, is bringing to us, the Father told the Son, sit down at my right hand. He was ushered into an office, a throne. And that was a throne that Peter was trying to explain about, that it's in keeping with the covenant that God made with David. So the covenant of David borders on a throne. Let us see the actual content of that covenant, that vow that God made with David. Psalms 89 from verse 20. I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established, and my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not exult upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I will beat down his foes before his face and plague them that hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand also in the sea and his right hand in the rivers. He shall cry unto me, thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. I will make him. I hope you know the texture of the utterance has changed. He has moved from David into the greater David. He has moved from David the king to David the king of kings. I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Now, there's a mercy ingredient I want you to see. My covenant. This is God committing himself, making himself available, making himself an insurance policy. Are you still with me? My mercy will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. Go on. His seed also will I make to endure forever. That's where I'm going. And his throne as the days of heaven. Please, somebody help me. What does this mean? His throne will be as the days of heaven. What's the meaning of that? It will be what? is eternal. You don't need, it doesn't need an election after 4 years to validate his possibilities. It has been immortalized. This is how it's going to be. The shape of things forever is going to be ordained by this commitment from God. His throne will I make to endure forever. His seed also will I make to endure forever. You see, the covenant of David was pointing to a seed. Even Jesus Christ. That was the explanation of the day of Pentecost. That personality has assumed the throne for which God had to make covenant with David. How many of you here are from a royal family? I don't, with this crowd. Let's try again. Okay, that's better. The reason why Jesus didn't come through your family is because that's your ancestor that was the king. He did not rule like God. David was a man after God's heart. So his throne became a platform where God could actually reflect his dynamics of leadership into the earth through the platform of David's throne. That was why David secured this covenant from God. He said, it is through your lineage that the true David and the greater David will find expression. I pray that as you administer your capacity as a king, you will rule like God. Hallelujah. Where is my brother on the my brothers? He has left me. The thing is already here. What we have been waiting for? Oh. Well, let us. Don't raise your volume too high. I will lose the ability to teach. And I want to. I want to teach. So when Bartimaeus said, Jesus! Thou son. You see, his cry was not useless. His cry was infused with striking insight. You want to call God's attention, you want God to stop. There are some things you need to do. There are things you will say that can open the spirit realm. Maybe you are preaching, waiting for the stirring of the waters. There is a statement you can make, the heavens will open instantly. Thou son of David. He had to stop. Thou son of David. Because this man was able to discern. This is the son of David of which we were told. He didn't learn that in Sunday school, in the synagogue. Thou son of David. Okay. Let's take another scripture quickly, which is my scripture for the morning. It's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 16. He said, let us therefore come boldly unto what? Now listen, first of all, it's needful for us to know that grace is administered from a throne. There is a government around grace. This government is what God is inviting us to approach. If you are going to contact grace, there is an administration around it. The center of the kingdom of God is the administration of God. And the center of the administration of God is the throne of God. And it means there are some administrations around grace, and he is inviting us to come boldly through the access route of the blood of Jesus. And as we approach you will realize that when you come before the throne of grace, that's what the throne is called, the throne of grace. You cannot access grace in the throne of grace without first obtaining mercy. Mercy is what you need to obtain before you can find the realities that the throne administers. So grace is not available except you secure mercy. Are you with me? The man designed that Jesus was the son of David, the custodian of the throne, and he came boldly. Thou son of David, I understand that you are the one that is set up by God to administer God's purposes. Thou son of David. So he came boldly, and what he was looking for was the fragrance, because it took place in Jericho. And the fragrance that is available around that throne happens to be grace. But you will need to secure mercy first before you find grace. Once upon a time, one of the pastors with us, his mom came and said he has been seeing his son dead. And he happens to be in an outstation, not in the city where I dwell. You've been seeing your son dead? I said, okay. So I called her son and asked him to stay with me for a while. And one night, we finished prayers and he went back. He was walking like this and he fell down. I said, Pastor, you're not well. He's a man of faith, so he won't accept. So I said, all right, we are taking you to Kaduna for a CT scan. And when the scan was done, a tumor was found in his brain. And the size of the tumor was strange. Since the doctor that is handling the case is a friend of mine, I don't know what happened. The doctor did not send me the result of the scan. For another 2 months or so, and from the time the scan was taken to the time I got wind of what was going on, the scan, the tumor had increased. Such that weekly we need to go and take out some of his blood in order for the pressure on his heart and on his head to be manageable. I sent the result of the scan to some experts in Ado Ekiti. And they said, no, this is brain tumor. This guy needs to be operated. An open brain surgery will have to take place. It will interest you to know that there are few neurosurgeons in Nigeria, very few. I think there were 2 in Abuja then, there was 1 in Kaduna, then University of Ibadan Teaching Hospital, there was 1 in Ado Ekiti. So we now opted for Kaduna. We asked the consultant to come and do the surgery in my friend's hospital because we are sure of that place. And then the surgery began and we went on our knees. That's not a prayer that you declare. You will need to know the highway to where the throne of grace is situated. There is a fragrance that you need to contact. And we began to pray. They broke the skull. They asked the medulla. They laid it out. And then they accessed the tumor. They cut it out. Very massive. In fact, it was more massive in the life scenario than it was in the pictures. Took it, and there was no way he would have survived. In fact, the neurosurgeon was still wondering why he was not blind. Took it out. They began to couple his brain together, and my pastor died. We say no. How do you pray that prayer? Do you have vocabulary? Thou son of it. Because that guy is that woman's first son. There is no way we can go to the woman and say your son has died. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of, he was dead 3 minutes, dead 4 minutes, dead 5 minutes, dead 6 minutes, dead 7 minutes, dead 20 minutes, dead 25 minutes, dead for 30 minutes, 31 minutes, 32. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Thou son of David, that was the prayer. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Because the man that is dead cannot even exercise faith. So we can't trust that, okay, maybe there's a faith element in this matter. 35 minutes. Thou son of David, have mercy. 36 minutes, dead on the table. 37 minutes, dead on the table. And 38 minutes, he rose from the dead. So the doctors continue to couple. He's alive today. He had told his wife, he said, well, if I don't make it, my people will come to take the children. The only thing you should do for me is don't allow them. And if I offended you while I was your husband, I know you don't know what I'm talking about. It was not a matter of whether we could believe God. We needed mercy. Today, the Lord came to my room this morning. And he said, in the service, this my teaching has ended. We are going to that throne now. The Lord is willing.
Hey.
Abato melikos kabria toa. Milamo kote kezulia. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. That's your prayer point this morning. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I can't hear you. Okay, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Laiso kemina siko braski vo salamantalia. Mesko fela maski so sela branta babore. Shamino seka hiko bresko. Sekombresko falamina sika brenta baboria. Marabo seka dia mos kantele. Lambros keso kope lamoko tabalataya. Ambra katale kuska mezi. Labrosiko banta babori bakadia. Have mercy on me. Ambobo sahika baskeso sala. Abra masketo reko malaita. Ikabezo sanate bronda maskiza hombre. Abresko felamena saila. Abreskon valato skizo samatalia. Abreskon salamena skadene. Abrakaba sobena keto kombre. Jamantala. Jemina kadia brante kaskuse salahai. Labro komba skizo salamandala. Eko baskizo selia. Ebasamena kunda braketo mena kanteli. Amakanda Baboria, Siko Presko Velame, thou son of David.
thou son of David, thou son of David, thou son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, have mercy on me, oh, have mercy on me. Paso silo mokoria, zeminai kompalama, brakatala babonseme, akilomonda, makaita kobelata, iakames kompreskela, zemina konda babole bakadia, zemina katebronde kaski, apantes kobalatwa, abaranta babose, akeskose makante, akapasopriata babolata, ekombalaita kopreski, raka. Have mercy, 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 have mercy on me. Sovereske tokobela menakadia masiko, rakaman sanda baboria, shemakatala, baratala, baratala, shamakate kobela temala. Abranta baboya, zemino kopreski, lausa mina kabela kota, ebranta baboya, ebranta basuka tala, ama kamba rata baboya, ama seminela, ama kabalai toko besama, ama semina kondele, ama kuria baba.
Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. I'll give you a few instructions. Please comply. One, if you have anyone that is sick, that is not here, maybe the person is in the U.S., in Abuja, in Abeokuta, take your phone, switch it on, call the person. Keep the phone running while I pray. The Lord will show mercy this morning. That's first instruction. Second instruction, if you are sick yourself, put your hand where that sickness is. Thou son of David, have mercy. If your affliction has to do with your eyes, remove your glasses, put your hands on your eyes. If your affliction has to do with hearing, take this finger, put in the ear that cannot hear. If you brought someone that is completely deaf, just do that for the person. You brought someone completely blind, encourage the person to put the hands on the eyes. If you are online, just follow the drill. If you are watching on Facebook, follow the drill. Watching on YouTube, follow the drill. Are the phones, have you made the call already? Keep the phone running while I pray. If I say in the name of Jesus, say amen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm seeing one of our relatives. I just hope you have called the person. The person is bedridden. So call the person, because Jesus wants to raise the person up. Okay, just make the call in the name of Jesus. Wow, I'm seeing somebody in the congregation, you are finding it difficult to sleep. When your sleep is light, and whenever there is a little noise, you wake up and it's almost impossible for you to get back to sleep. Where are you? Come quickly, I need to touch you. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Pastor Dele, please help me with the rest. There are too many.
Father, this morning, I rebuke every spirit of infirmity, every sickness, every disease. Lose your hold in the name of Jesus Christ. I send the power of God to those that are listening on social media, on Facebook, on YouTube, and on the GSM lines. In the name of Jesus, let the power of that affliction be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. Be broken. In Jesus' name. I'm seeing a brother here in 2021. You attempted business 3 times and you failed. The Lord said, I should tell you, try again. I break every heavy burden, every yoke. I command you to be rolled away in the name of Jesus. Blinding spirits come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I speak to bones. Bones. Come back. Come back. Bone. Connect to bone. In the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to every fibroid, every tumor, every cancer, every growth. Dissolve in the name of Jesus. Dissolve in the name of Jesus. Let the yoke of sickness break. Let the yoke of infirmity break. Satan, go. 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 In Jesus' name. I rebuke asthma. Every lung condition. Asthma, hear my voice. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. In the name of Jesus. Oh my God. Oh my God. There are 7 people in this auditorium. The Lord is going to give you the gift of healing now. The hand of God will come upon you. It will be so mighty. Holy Ghost, release the gift of healing. It's coming. Release the gift of healing. It's coming. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Move. Oh my God. Oh my God. There are 5 people the Lord is giving you the gift of word of knowledge. You will pick things accurately. Ah, it's coming. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, let there be a release, let there be a deposit, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh my God, I sense an anointing, I sense an anointing, I sense an anointing, it's coming strong. It's going to come on 5 ladies. It's coming so strong. You are intercessors. And God is about to increase your rank. It's coming so powerfully. It's coming so mighty. Oh God. Siko verso malaita. Ando meno ketamina. Sakatana mamoya suvale minas kuse saite. Thank you, Father. Okay, the miracles are. Yeah. The floor too has opened. Has opened. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus Christ. Cancel that sentence of delay in your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, that barricade that kept you on one spot for so many 28. I come against it. I come against it. Let the yoke be broken. Be broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh God. It can speak in tongues for 2 minutes. My God, there are families here that God is visiting. I so see my cominaila. Iaiko sila meni ya kumbelate. Uke masanta baboya. Lebo si ko belamina ite. Romines kasala. Lantos keso si. Abolimante. Abolimakuria. Eso mena kate baboya. Yes, the miracles have begun. God is beginning to touch the lives of men. Is beginning to touch families here represented. Oh, 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 yeah. Say la 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 na ya boma. Emina la ina no se sani. Amina la bambo rekele to mala. I am seeing babies, children are being released. Oh, yeah, mama ya koseni na balaero, si mama rekoske zazane. Yes, today, Lord. We seize the liberty that you have given us this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. If you notice that you have been healed, something has changed, please come this way. There is a healing. Your eye can see. In this hall and in the overflow, if there's someone that came here, because I cannot see from this place, just in case there's someone that came and you need to use the aid of a cane to walk or crutches, I challenge you this morning, rise up. Rise up and walk. Just in case you came with crutches, you came with a cane. Ah, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah! I see a cherubim in this auditorium. Now listen, the glory of God will come upon two ladies, and they will prophesy. Two ladies. studies, and they will prophesy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are babies being released from heaven. I see them. I see them. I see them. I see them. I bless your womb in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name. Yes, find out what happened to her.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday I was healed from a short-sightedness.
Oh, you were healed yesterday?
Yes, today this leg has been horn for the past a month plus.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I could not bend. I could not walk very. I was limping throughout the program yesterday. But today, while you asked us to lay our hands upon it, I was relieved.
Yeah, she can now. There's a prayer. There's a final prayer. We're going to. Yes, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am healed from the deafness of the ear because I'm thinking that I should go and meet a doctor. But as you are praying, I can hear clearly.
You can hear. And we exalt your great name, O God, in the name of Jesus. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
I'm looking for phone call miracles because the Lord spoke to me specifically about that strategy. Phone call miracles. Phone call miracles. You join us. Yes.
In 1994, I had an accident in
1994.
Yeah, I had an accident in Makurdi.
Okay.
And I broke my bones.
My God.
I stayed in the hospital for 3 months.
Wow.
But recently I came to Lagos for evangelism and I realized that when I walk for more than 30 minutes, I have some pains in the bones
On that place.
But immediately you declare that I speak to bones. I felt some heat and it seems as if I've gotten fresh bones on the legs now.
Can somebody celebrate Jesus this morning? Hallelujah. 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 Yes, what happened there?
I used to have back pains 2 years ago. I went to the hospital and I realized my spinal cord was shifted to the left, and I've been praying to God concerning that back issue. And this afternoon, now when you mentioned that we should lay our hands on where we're having pains or infirmities, I laid my hand on that spinal cord, and then you mentioned bones, and immediately I feel like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders, and I feel so light.
That weight will not return in the name of Jesus. Yes. I'm waiting for a phone miracle. Phone. Once I find phone. Yes.
I've been using glasses in and out for 10 years.
10 years.
Yes, I'm extremely photosensitive.
Okay.
So when you mentioned, I took it out. And I've been deliberately looking at the lights and I don't feel any discomfort.
Somebody shout hallelujah! There's nothing less than two significant phone miracles, please. Phone. Okay.
Praise the Lord, church.
Yeah.
My name is Esther. My sister has been sick. And when the pastor told us to, place a call, to a loved one. And I did, upon that, after asking her to check, if the piercing feeling is still there. She said no, that everything is gone and she's
Where is your sister?
Huh?
Where is she?
She's at home. Yeah.
Okay, so the Lord released healing. What's the if someone is to take public transport to your home, how much would the person spend? By Uber, by
roughly just 2,000, 3,000.
So yeah. The Lord spared us the transport. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yes. Finally, before we make some decrees, just some decrees. Yes?
I react to light and I've been using glasses for more than 6 years. Yesterday you asked us to pray and I dropped my glasses. So today while coming, I decided not to come with the glasses, but I was still having some issues. But today while after the prayer, everything is gone.
Thou son of David, have mercy. The Lord is visiting some families here. The patterns that have been in those families for many years have been arrested. You will go and find out that the things that were impossible before this time will become possible. Any other phone, before I pray. I have 8 minutes. Okay, maybe the person, he wants us to hear from the person.
Oh yeah, talk, what's it happened?
What's it happened there?
Hello? Yeah, did he hear you?
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother, he's crying. He doesn't believe. The Lord said, we show mercy this morning. Oh, don't cry. It's okay. Come. Where's your mom?
She's at the corridor.
What exactly was wrong with her?
She has leg pain. Every time she complains about pain all over her body. Every time, year in, year out. And I just got tired of everything. I don't even know what to say. I don't know how to pray for her.
The demon of that affliction has been cast out. Yeah. It shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Now you want to raise one prayer point. Is there something you are trusting God to see in your family? Say it now. Say it now. Right now. You want to see this? Say it now. Say it now. Say it now. It shall be said that it all began in Wabek. So say it now. Valemosia mania kubere toskiso salamantali. Yamokela masio kumbras katamokoria. Alaito seka milo mena silia matande. Yandorobo Satwa, Ikos Kanaito Komena. Oh, I plead with thee, O God, that your hand might be stretched forth over your people. Which has never happened before, happen now in the name of Jesus. Let the limitation be broken in the name of Jesus. Let the door be opened in the name of Jesus. glory. We give you praise. Can you declare what you want to see in 2022? Just declare. Because you are mounting up with wings like the eagles. Declare it now. Say it now. It goes on record in the realm of the spirit. It goes on record in the realm of the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Ibamo seli makoria barata malantos keso samuko kalabo prekos kamasilia mantale ialabo koselakwa mante kobela minansele akamantolia presko belakoda abraito kabalura makabelote anuatelia shabo kamala Latos keto branda baborogote Yalo mashi Yalo mashi Yalo mamandala Yalo makabelaite Yalo masua Aprekote ma Aprakanda baboya Iskamelete Abeluska babala Alaito samante Aprakanda babo Oh Ayamo sakwa Pelisko bela makala In the name of Jesus, I see a woman. You have a child. Listen, listen. A woman, you have a child. And it seems that the development of that child is too slow, and you are suspecting that the child is autistic. I have news for you. I have news for you. And you shall see these words that they are faithful. I saw why we pray. I just had a quick vision and I saw the yoke on that child broken. You will see what will happen from today. Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We enter into 2022 on a note of victory. In the name of Jesus Christ. The things that were impossible before, they are possible now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now, those of you there, wait for me. I have 1 minute. Normally, in my experience, I discover that God normally wants to give more than healing. So he's going to give you something. Such as I've received from him. He will give to a few of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you show these ones mercy. Show them mercy. Show them mercy. Stretch forth your hand and anoint those whose hearts are open. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Anoint those whose hearts are open. His hand is coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Anoint them in the name of Jesus. Anoint them in the name of Jesus. Let your hand come stronger on them. Let their lives change. Let everything be altered. Let it be transformed in the name of Jesus. Now there's a anointing coming on one of you. I see it already.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing us with your presence, for the healings, for the miracles that have occurred in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, may all be seated. And let's put our hands together for Jesus Christ. Such a powerful session this morning. All right. The session is going to end at 12 noon. This is 11:54. So for 6 minutes, I will ask one of the members of the board of the community groups to come up and share the concept of community groups. I believe you people have your... All right, you have it around? The brochures? All right, people can pick up after. All right, let's welcome Mr. Okpe Filani.
Good morning, church. Okay, so this morning I'll just share briefly on the community groups, the covenant community groups. Do we have any witnesses in the house who have experienced the community groups over the last 1 year? I'm sure we can do better than that because there's... Thank you. So the vision of the community groups is to promote peer mentoring, relationships, and networking among like-minded people in similar stages, phases of their career, business, education, and life journeys, with a view of creating fellowship, friendship, and bonds that lead to smaller cells. Every time I think about this vision, it reminds me of 1 Corinthians 14:26. If you can please put it up in the NLT version. It says, "Well, my brothers and sisters," can we have it up, please? "Well, my brothers and sisters, let's summarize. When you meet together, one will sing, another will teach, another will tell some special revelation God has given, and one will speak in tongues, and another will interpret what is said. But everything that is done must strengthen all of you." What we have seen within the community groups is that many relationships have been made, businesses have been formed, the testimonies continue to come in. I wish we had more time. We should have been able to share more of these testimonies. But I think there is a platform for each and every one of us, as the community groups have been set up as platform for peer groups to meet, to fellowship, to join, to share life journeys. I'm sure Pastor will be happy to hear that you don't walk alone. I'm sure it's something that we're all familiar with in the house. So our mission, the purpose of these community groups is in fourfold: to create channels of interactions where people of similar interests can interact, to create an integration haven of new members to TCN. Of course, it's open to everybody in the community. You don't have to be a member of the TCN to be a member of the community group. To foster integration and fellowship. And finally, to mitigate missing opportunities as a result of unearned relations with the church. So I'd like to encourage each and every one of us. We have these flyers. I'm sure they have shared it at some point. If you need any more information, okay, the ushers are actually sharing it right now. The new semester is going to start around March, but we'll communicate the time. But we're already allowing people to show interest. In the brochures that you find, you see a list of all the community groups. As we prayerfully look through each and every one of each of the groups, whichever ministers to you, whichever stage of life that you are at, that you'd like growth, you'd surely find an opportunity within. I encourage each and every one of us to be a member in the next semester, and God will bless you. Thank you very much.
All right, so we will go on afternoon break, and we'll be back at 1 o'clock. All right, so you have 1 hour break, 1 o'clock. All right, then. God bless you. Let's allow our ministers to leave. So God bless. Thank you.
My name is Anu Sonya. I live in Scotland, United Kingdom, and I am the governor of the Diaspora Community Group. The Diaspora Community Group is a community of over 400 members, and we represent 42 countries so far. And I think you would hear a lot about issues that people are facing settling down in new countries, and helping people understand that some of the issues that they are facing is not unique to them in any new countries.
Moving into Canada from the US, I understood the importance of a community group. And when TCN community group started, when it happened, I felt, oh yes, this was what I had always wanted to, you know, be part of. And it was a very rewarding experience for me. I got to meet people with, you know, who had the same passion as me, who had the same mind as me. And then, you know, it was good, totally. It was a very rewarding experience.
The major thing that strikes me about the community group system is the fact that almost every area of common interest that you can think about is covered. So if you're having a challenge, if you need advice, if you need support, if you just need information, I'm almost sure that there is a group that will solve that for you.
Our second son, when he was in grade 3, the teacher was always complaining that he was being disruptive in class, and we knew that that's not our son. So from other parents sharing similar experiences, we realized that that is the usual thing with African children, because they are very energetic, not that they are disruptive. We realize that when they give him work to do in school, he finishes ahead of everyone and is eager to do more things. So the teacher construed that as being disruptive. You know, so when other parents share their experiences that, oh, when we had this, what we just told the teacher to do was to give him more work, you know, we applied the same principle or the same strategy. And I'm happy to inform you today that our son that was being considered disruptive is now on a gifted program here in Canada.
When I joined the Covenant Community Groups last semester, I was at a point in my life where I needed help with my finances. And when I say help, I needed to expand my knowledge in terms of finances here. I needed to broaden my scope in terms of investments. And I actually was in search of where I could do that and be safe in doing that, which I felt at that point in time the Covenant Community Group was the safest place to be in. The highlights of this, of being a part of the, you know, finance group, was the fact that everything that we were taught, we got to practicalize those things. So not only were we giving handouts, as I'll put it, but you were expected to put those things into practice, and your progress was being monitored. And that, I think, was really a really positive thing, because we watched ourselves, we saw ourselves coming at the stage that we came into the group, and we saw ourselves rise as we moved along in the group.
So the community groups actually made me and still make me feel empowered. The people that I met from the very first group I joined, I'm still very much in connection with and in contact with, and we still laugh, we still gist, we still play.
One of the things we did after that almost 18 months of extended lockdown is we came together, neighbors came together that were within 1 or 2 hours away from each other. They came, made new friends, interacted, shared their experiences. Families brought their children, the children could play, they could make new friends. And this happened across the globe, in Poland, in Scotland, in the US, Atlanta, Chicago, Texas, in Canada, across the different provinces.
As the, you know, popular say, you can't do like you. There's no man is a man island, especially in this part of the world where, you know, it's been said to be very low at times, right? So you need people who are, you need people in your space, people who you would think like you to be in your space.
If you are a Christian and you want to meet Christians of like minds, you want to meet people who are going through what you are going through, or people who have been through what the stage that you are at, then definitely Covenant Community Group is for you. You should sign up.
We have seen many testimonies of people whose lives have been impacted. People have met each other, they are getting married. A lot of parents are taking new lessons from the experiences of other parents across the world. And I really do look forward to meeting all of you.
African Faith Believers Convention WAFBEC Experience. My name is Emmanuel Makole Apemike. This is day two. Now, day one started with a powerful ministration by Pastor Kpoju Oyemade and, of course, music ministration by Dusi Oyekan and Phil Thompson. It was an amazing time. Now, if you missed out, you can still make it down to the Covenant Place Igomu right beside the National Arts Theater, or just join online via YouTube at the Covenant Nation page. Now, this is WAFBEC Experience, and we want to talk to a few people to know exactly how it has been for them, what they're taking home this year from WAFBEC. My name is Emmanuel Makole Apemike. Stick around, because we'll be right back. Personally now, from your personal experience, these 2 days, what would you describe WAFBEC as?
I've only been here since morning, just today.
Okay, just today,
alright. I would describe WAFBEC, this particular edition has been very insightful. I said that because we came to this convention or conference with something strong in our heart. The year is supposed to change and we need to understand what the next level is. And all that we have heard since morning has been in that direction, trying to help us to make those decisions that we need to make. Things need to change, and for things to change, there are new decisions we need to make, and those are the things that we are getting accustomed to as we came here today.
Okay, let me just start from yesterday. My experience, like, coming to the new year, I wasn't really sure, not like everybody writing new year resolutions and all, so I wasn't really sure of what I wanted or like what I was what I would expect from WAFBEC. From the ministrations yesterday, you know, like God started speaking to me, as I bring into my mind things that he had once said to me, and I realized, okay, there were things I needed to pay attention to. That is why I was feeling the way I was feeling between yesterday and today, and it was like a reminder of the things I needed to pay attention to.
I naturally would say it's a generational insight.
Okay.
Honestly, because I see the connecting dots between all the ministers, all the things they've been preaching, you know, the connecting dot from grace to faith, and then, you know, the scriptures, emphasis on, you know, the inspiration of the Spirit coming to you, the scriptures being revealed to you. And I mean, it's a personal journey,
right.
And it's also a reflection of generation. You know, if the generations ahead of you have done it better, there's a way to continue that path.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a trajectory we all have to sort of just follow through.
WAFBEC has been a smorgasbord of God's finest, you know, the Word, the Spirit. And okay, I think three things. Number one is, I don't know, man. Like, God, I don't know what it is. That which I do not teach me, that which I do not understand, show me where I have missed the mark. Like, tell me, like, you know, I don't know. I really don't know anything. Like, I'm not smart. I need you. And then the second thing will be intimacy, prioritizing intimacy with the Holy Spirit this year, because Pastor Kinsley, it was so effortless. It's not like you don't maybe like mentally know these things, but it's just like, girl, this is like an action point for you, you know, right now. And the third thing will be how I treat other people. And not just in how I respond to them, and this is really from the New Year service, mm-hmm. but not just being patient with the flaws and the errors of other people. I naturally would call myself a very forgiving, like I give people like, but in my mind, I think that I judge them and say like, but you know, you shouldn't be doing this thing, and I want that to change. And also not just in how I treat them, like with my actions, but also like in my thoughts and then with my words. I those are the three major things.
Well, let me start by saying that I'm already been blessed. Even from the first and the second day, it's been very, very awesome. And I've actually been prepared for this.